And now it's time for
Fitter, Happier, a program about your health for your health.
The Perth metro area has recently seen a spike in notified cases of the contagious sexually transmitted disease syphilis. Of particular concern is the increase in incidence amongst females over 15 years of age. No identifying demographic factors have been associated with the increase, and the Department of Health is urging all sexually active people to practice safe sex and talk to their doctor or sexual health care provider about testing for syphilis if they think they might be at risk. With us now is Dr. Ben Scally from Metro CDC. How are you going?
I'm good. Thanks for having me.
That's good to hear. So first of all, so there's been an increase in syphilis cases. Is there a particular reason, do you think?
Yeah, I think the first part to it is that more people are getting tested, which is great. But that's really only part of the issue here. Because what we're seeing is those tests are more likely to come back positive now. And the other really concerning part to it is that we're seeing more females with syphilis. And while we worry about everyone having syphilis, we worry a little bit more about females because of the chance to pass it on to their unborn child.
Right. So how does someone know if they have syphilis?
Well, the important thing is it's actually really hard to know that you might have syphilis. Many people could have it and not even know. But there are some symptoms and signs that are suggestive of syphilis. So early on in the disease, there's a stage called primary syphilis. And in primary syphilis, people can have an ulcer or what looks like a sore. It's not always painful. And that can be in a few areas. It can be on their genitalia. It can be inside their mouth or inside their rectum. Now, the issue there is that because it's not sore, people don't always notice it, and it can heal over a few weeks, so people can ignore it and it goes away. But the infection doesn't go away. And especially for females, they may not notice that as it may be inside their vagina. So it's difficult to know that you've had primary syphilis. And then sometimes months later, people may get what's called secondary syphilis. And at that time, they might develop a rash. But there's lots of causes of rash. And people don't always themselves or with their doctor attribute that to syphilis. So it can be really difficult, but if not treated, can go on to cause some problems in the long term as well.
Right. So if it's left, it can turn to a severe disease. Why is that?
Yeah. So what can happen is in some people, they can develop what's called tertiary syphilis, which of course can come after primary and secondary syphilis if not treated. And that might be years later where people can get quite serious problems, and it can affect their brain, it can affect their heart, blood vessels, and lots of other parts of the body. So of course the clear message here is people need to go in and be screened and be treated because this is a treatable disease, and it's not actually that hard to treat either.
Okay. Why is there a particular worry that we are seeing more incidences of syphilis in young women?
Yeah, so the other problem there is, in addition to primary, secondary and tertiary syphilis that we spoke about, is if a woman is infected with syphilis and is still infectious when she becomes pregnant, it can be passed on to the child through the while they're pregnant. And that child is at a much higher risk of having a miscarriage first, being born and having a stillbirth or dying young. And not only that, they have a much higher chance of having a number of disabilities as they grow as well. So, of course, that's of great concern. And that's why we try and make sure everyone doesn't have syphilis. But, of course, females that could become pregnant even more so.
So what should someone do if they think they might have syphilis?
Yeah, so if someone thinks they may have syphilis, it's important, firstly, that they see their doctor. And if you think you may have syphilis, you're probably at risk of a number of different sexually transmitted infections. And so it's good to get a good general screen for a number of different diseases, and that would involve both a blood test and also potentially some swabs or urine tests to make sure that you don't have those diseases. Mm. Now, occasionally with those other diseases and also sometimes syphilis, you know, if you were perhaps at risk from an activity that occurred really recently. So say something happened on the weekend and on Monday you think it's important that I go get tested. Sometimes your doctor may ask you to come back a few months later just to check again to make sure, because sometimes the tests aren't positive straight away. And the other thing is if it is positive, of course that there are other people involved in a sexually transmitted infection. So your doctor can help you in how to contact those other people. And there's a lot of services. There's some public health services that can help with that, and also some websites so that you can anonymously notify the other people involved as well.
So can syphilis be prevented?
Yes, so syphilis can be prevented. Condoms are really quite effective at preventing transmission of syphilis in most instances. Now, it's important that people realise that oral sex, as well as vaginal and anal sex, is a really good way of transmitting syphilis. So I think the message is really out there to people that they have to use a condom for anal sex and vaginal sex. But I think people don't always think of oral sex as risky, and so they may not use a condom for oral sex. But that's still really important to prevent syphilis. And also, if there's a visible ulcer or a sore, it's best not to have sex at all.
Right. So how is syphilis treated?
So syphilis, it's a bacteria, so it can be treated with antibiotics. Now, it is a needle, unfortunately, but especially if caught early, it's only a single needle. And as long as people take precautions not to be reinfected from a current partner, then it's quite effective. Now, for people who've had a little bit longer, it does require a course of 3 injections. But importantly, it is treatable, and it's better to be treated early.
So what should listeners do if they are concerned they might be at risk?
Yeah, so if listeners are concerned that they may be at risk, it's important that they see their doctor and ask for testing, and they can take things a little bit further and make sure that they're tested for a broad number of diseases, as well as they might be at risk for other things as well.
Right. Well, thank you so much, Dr. Ben Scally, for answering our questions this morning on Fitter Happier.
All right, thank you.
For more information, head to the Healthy WA website at healthy.wa.gov.au.